Welcome to the PWDA newsletter, 8 November 2018. A message from the President, Bonnie Millen. A big congratulations to our new PWDA President, David Abello, and to our new board members. I'm looking forward to handing over the reins so you can continue our work leading disability rights in Australia. We had a big turnout in the election, so my thanks to all members for being so involved with how PWDA will be run over the next year. As I finish my term, I'm proud of the work we have done and are doing to make sure that people with disability in Australia can have a voice of our own on the national stage, in policy and politics, on big and small issues. I was honoured to represent the diversity and strength of our membership as your president. See you all at the AGM on November 21. You can reach me on Facebook, on Twitter, or email. Blue Box. New, an audio version of this newsletter is now available on our website as either an MP3 download or to play on the website. PWDA News. The recent announcement from the government about drought relief has caused considerable anxiety amongst people with disability, with the suggestion that these funds are coming from the NDIS. The Prime Minister has stated this isn't the case, stating that not one cent of funds for the NDIS is being used to support our new future drought fund. The NDIS is 100% fully funded, every cent, every dollar. Romola Hollywood, our Director of Policy and Advocacy, asked the Minister for Social Services, the Honourable Paul Fletcher MP, about the NDIS funding at the ACOS conference. You can see the video on our Facebook page. We will keep monitoring this closely. Graphic. Secure funding for the NDIS is important. Blue and green triangles, PWDA logo. We were pleased to be able to host a screening of the National Apology to Survivors of Institutionalised Childhood Sexual Abuse at the PWDA office. Photo. A group of people sitting around a table watching a large television screen, watching the Prime Minister's apology to Parliament. On October 26, we were part of a protest about the lack of accessibility at one of Sydney's busiest train stations, with Sydney University's Disability Collective, the Australian Services Union, and many of PWDA's members. You can watch the entire live broadcast on our Facebook page. Photo: three people in a row outside of Redfern train station holding signs. Signs say, "Public transport is for everyone, access for all, and public transport is for everyone." Our NDIS and appeals and reviews information sessions have been happening across Queensland and New South Wales. This month, we are running sessions in Beenleigh and Coopers Plains in Queensland. Sessions have finished for the year in New South Wales. The Queensland Human Rights Act was tabled last week. After the bill is tabled, it will go to the Legal Affairs and Community Safety Committee for community consultation. The bill should be passed in early 2019. PWDA supports this act as it will increase the rights of people with disability. We were proud to be nominated for the Intersex Darling Award for our work collaborating with intersex-led organisations in work with and submissions to UN treaty bodies and the Australian Human Rights Commission. We have a continued history of collaboration dating back to the 2013 Senate Committee inquiries on involuntary or coerced sterilisation. Congratulations to the National LGBTI Health Award for winning the Health Alliance for winning the award. Graphic, PWDA logo, we are hiring. We are looking for someone to help us manage the new and exciting Enabling project, as well as an advocate in Queanbeyan. If you are interested, have a look at the position descriptions on our website and get in touch. Green Box. Do you need help? Ring our Disability Rights Information Service. 02 9370 3100, 1-800-422-015, TTY 1-800-422-016, email dris@pwd.org.au. DPO Australia News. DPO Australia, DPOA, is an alliance of four national peak organisations made up of, led and governed by people with disability. This alliance works to advance the human rights and freedoms of all people with disability in Australia. PWDA is a founding member of DPO Australia. Nominations are now open for the National Awards for Disability Leadership. These awards recognise and celebrate the extraordinary contribution and leadership shown by people with disability and our organisations in Australia today. Nominations are currently open and close on 12 November. DPO Australia is a proud partner. Graphic, hashtag Disability Awards 2018. Logos for Disability Leadership Institute, Disabled People's Organisations Australia, and Australian Federation of Disability Organisations. DPOA with Children and Young People with Disability Australia provided evidence to the Senate Committee on a joint submission on the inclusion of people with disability in the domestic implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. Photo, picture of the agenda of the Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade, Inquiry into the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, Public Hearing Program, Monday 29 October 2018. Latest disability news. There is a new series about on the ABC about parenting with disability. Rapid automation of welfare services is creating extreme barriers for disadvantaged Australians, in particular people with disability, with an expert panel calling for a rethink on the current processes. A federal government is ditching controversial plans to review the eligibility of 90,000 people on the disability support pension after only a tiny fraction of recipients were found not to qualify for the payment. People with disability have been posting their hashtag comebacks for ableism on Twitter. Blue Box. Sign up for PWDA's Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. The newsletter has a series of boxes down the left-hand side. In order from the top down, they are photo of a young woman looking directly at the camera and smiling. Caption, Bonnie Millen, PWDA President. Blue Box. Have your say. DPOA wants to hear from people with disability about their public transport experiences. Take the quick survey now. The New South Wales Green Box. The New South Wales Electoral Commission is looking for people to work on the New South Wales election, including people with disability, to deliver democracy. All roles are paid and training is provided. To work at the election, you must be an enrolled voter. Blue Box. ANUD wants feedback on its draft response to the Australian Building Codes Board work on accessible housing options paper. The final submission is due 30 November 2018. Green Box. Join a movement run by people with disability for people with disability. Green Box. Get involved. Sign New South Wales CID's petition to get the New South Wales to fund vital swallowing therapy. Green Box. Have you liked us on Facebook or followed us on Twitter? Join the PWDA social media community and stay up to date with the latest information. Blue Box. Join the disability rights movement. Become a PWDA member or let someone else know about our free membership. Green Box. We deliver training about disability awareness, sexuality, relationships and more, customised to fit your organisation. Email us for more details. Copyright 2018 People with Disability Australia.